Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome back to another episode of the Powered by Transova podcast. Today we have our California team with us. Super excited to talk with them about what they've got going on in the West Coast. And thank you guys for hopping on bright and early with me. The 3-hour time change between, what is it, Pacific and Eastern time is a real kick in the pants, but I'm glad that we finally got it worked out to be able to chat today. So we'll start off as usual and kick it off with some introductions of who we've got on today and what your job is and a little introduction on how you got to be where you are. So Liz, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah. So hi, everyone. My name is Liz Vanderwig. I've been with Transova for about 6 years now. I started with Transova as a professional services embryologist, and then I spent a couple years in the IVF lab, and most currently I work as a client service representative for the California region. And I grew up raising and showing cattle. I went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo for my undergrad degree in animal science, and then I started at Transova shortly after I graduated. So that's a little bit about my background.
Great. Thanks for being on today, Liz. How about you, Kayla?
Hi, everyone. My name is Kayla Cooper, and I've been with Transova a little over 3 years. I started back in 2021, shortly after graduating with my animal science degree from Oklahoma State. I grew up in Atascadero, California, so about 3 hours away from where our lab currently is located. Grew up showing cattle and goats across the United States, and my family still actively participates, some on a smaller level, but still have a small herd back home. And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Perfect. Thank you. Dr. Ryan.
Good morning. My name is Dr. Ryan Fairbairn. I'm actually originally from the East Coast. I grew up in Pennsylvania over there. I was born and raised on my parents' Angus operation. I did my undergraduate at Penn State University and then went to Purdue for my veterinary school and then started with Transova right out of vet school. I originally started out of our headquarters there in Sioux Center, Iowa. I spent a couple years there kind of getting trained. And then I did a stint in our South Dakota facility for a year, living in Pierce, South Dakota there. I lasted one winter in South Dakota and decided that life wasn't for me. And so I moved to sunny California when we opened our lab up out here. I actually started when Jeff and Patty Anderson were kind of covering the West Coast. They started growing out here and they were doing it all by themselves back then. And so they needed help in that kind of transition. And so I kind of had an opening in my schedule and started covering out here, helping them every other week and fell in love with it and really enjoyed working with the clients out here and Jeff and Patty. And so when the lab opened and that position opened, it was an easy transition for me. And so I've been with Transova for 9 years and been on the West Coast now for 6, I think. And recently transitioned into the California location leader and the professional service technician manager for the West Coast. So I oversee the other technicians in our region as well.
Perfect. And as of right now, when we're recording this on Friday, March 29th, Purdue has not upset my bracket. And if they lose, it's your fault.
You know, we're in the Sweet 16 again. That's usually where they flub. So fingers crossed.
Last but not least, Taylor.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks for having us on to talk a little bit more about the West Coast and our team out here. We're excited for the opportunity. My name is Taylor Brown. I'm currently serving as the operations director for the Western region. I've been with Transova a little over 6 years. I started as client service and then transitioned into client service manager position, where I kind of dealt with a lot of the ins and outs of donor scheduling and client communication and just transitioned into the operations position at the beginning of this year. So a lot of my day-to-day is just communication with the team and working on internal communication and changes and upcoming new projects that we have. So excited to be in this role and excited to talk a little bit more about some of the stuff we have going on.
Great. Well, thank you all for being on today again. And we'll kick it off here with our first question for Taylor. You know, Taylor, you've been with the lab since the beginning. I remember us planning the ribbon cutting back in 2018. Maybe give a little bit of history on the growth of your region and what are your hopes for the next, you know, year to 5 years?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like Ryan had kind of touched on a little bit ago, we started this lab back in, would have been fall of 2017. And we did our ribbon cutting, I think, like you said, Emily, in 2018, we kind of got everything kicked off and going. Previously, before that, we were shipping everything back to our headquarters in Iowa. So having labs out on the Western region has been a huge, huge impact out here, being able to keep things on the ground and not having to rely on shipping if we don't have to. So that's been awesome. Our teams have grown as well. We're still small but mighty, but we were really small 5 years ago. So the growth that we've seen out here, just with the work that we're doing and the team members out here, we have the three labs in the Western region. We've got the one in California, in Turlock, Richland, Washington, and then we just acquired a lab in Twin Falls, Idaho. So we've seen just within our region, just a lot of growth and a lot of interest out here and clients calling to schedule donors. And a lot of it, I would say, is just like client communication and client interactions. You know, they hear that their neighbor or their friend is doing work, and then they hear that, you know, Transova, that's normally headquarters out of Iowa, they hear that we're out here and give us a call. And then that's a new business that we have coming through our labs out here, which is awesome. I would say in the next couple of years, you know, it's hard to tell, especially out in California, kind of what we can anticipate, any kind of change, or, you know, we don't have any donor housing is a big one that we've discussed since the beginning of time. But we don't know what that's going to look like down the road. We would love to have some kind of facilities, but again, we just don't know how it's going to look with land and cost of land out here in California. So we have a lot of other options that we work with. We have a lot of outside practitioners that we partnered with that offer housing as well. So we have a lot of unique opportunities out here, and we utilize a lot of the resources that we have and the connections that we have out here too.
Yeah, and you mentioned both of us kind of our early stages out here. I listened to the podcast that you guys did with Jeff and Patty kind of when this was just a fledgling podcast that we set off here kind of to prep for this, just to hear what they had said back then. And it's really fascinating just to see like how far we've come even from that. I think that was 3 or 4 years ago they recorded that, and just how much it's changed even since then. I mean, that was in the middle of the pandemic, I think. And so surviving that even was something to be cheerful for. But then where we've come since then, adding the Idaho lab, the team has grown dramatically out here and kind of our reach in the area too. I mean, when I first started out here, like I said, it was just an every other week type of deal thing. And now we are trying to have to get creative into where we're going to fit stuff in, especially as we go into busy season here with how busy our schedules become over our 2 week rotational schedules. And so, yeah, it's been really fun to be a part of and watch it grow.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, when I first started 10 years ago, Jeff and Patty were flying every other week out here, out in California, to service the couple satellites that they had started or were preparing to start. And now, like you said, Ryan, it's just grown into a full-time team with three labs now. And how many employees just in the Western region? I mean, it's unbelievable in 10 years what you've all accomplished. And I'm sure in the next five, it's going to look even more different. Even in the next 2 to 3 years, it's going to look even more different. So it's cool to be able to see that progression.
Yeah, exactly. It Transova as a whole too. I mean, it's been how much it's changed even since I've been with the company is been pretty crazy, and it's a really exciting time to be part of the industry, I think. So
absolutely. So Ryan, talk a little bit about the services that the team offers there in California. Taylor mentioned there's not any formal donor housing, but what other services of the toolbox do you offer?
No, donor housing is kind of the only one that I'd say that we don't have currently, that at least here on the West Coast. You know, there's options that we want to like to look into, and there's ways we can help clients around that, but formally owned by Transova donor housing, we do not have at this time. But yeah, everything else pretty much that you can think of, we've got it out here. We're doing OPUs constantly, transfers, especially this time of year, just crazy. Conventional flushes we do offer. That's become a little more of an, I don't want to say outdated technology, but it's kind of seeming that way. I remember, going to AETA when I first started, you know, IVF was barely talked about at the American Embryo Transfer Association conference. And now it's kind of flip-flopped, and IVF is the hot topic that everyone talks about, and conventional flushing is kind of gone by the wayside a little bit. But we do still offer that, you know, we are trained in that, and there are still clients out there that are interested in it. And, you know, it's still necessary for reasons like exports and that kind of stuff. And so, that's still within our toolbox. I don't know if I'm missing anything else there. I guess small ruminant services is something that's happening here. Kayla, do you want to touch on that at all?
Kind of side passion of mine. Like I said, I grew up showing goats. And since I've joined the team here, it's been something that I've wanted to watch grow out here on the West. And we've recently, Dr. Catherine Taylor joined our team within Transova and is really excited to get going out throughout the United States and especially get some work going on the West. And this spring, we plan to start just a few runs and kind of get things started on the West within our lab and team here. And with that, we hope to be able to perform OPUs and those collections on farm and then do those fresh transfers a week later from that collection date within our team out here and with Catherine willing to travel to the West. So really excited to add those services to the West Coast.
Great points. And I'll do a shameless plug for the last episode that we published of the podcast with Dr. Taylor and Austin Roars. They got into the nitty gritty details of some of the small ruminant stuff. So if that is your sector of the industry, feel free to, once you're done listening to this one, go back and listen to the other one. And our full schedule of small ruminant dates is uploaded onto the Transova website, and we can link that to this episode too for anybody that's interested. And if you don't see a date that you want, as Kayla said, we're doing a bunch of on-farm stuff, so feel free to reach out if none of those dates work for you, and I'm sure the team would be happy to work with you. So we'll direct this next question to you, Liz. Tell us about the satellite centers that are in California, of where they're at, and how often do you visit, all that, the fun stuff.
Yeah, so we have three satellite centers in California that we have clients haul into. Our first one is Rancho Teresita Dairy in Tulare, California. And that's owned by the Kaspergen family. They've been a longtime partner of Transova from the beginning of our time in California. And we have an OPU collection facility there. And occasionally we have people haul in for, you know, a couple transfers. The biggest thing is IVF collections. And they run every other Wednesday at Rancho Teresita. And then our next site is Wickstrom Dairy, and that's in Hillmar, California. It's owned by the Wickstrom family. And we offer the same services at that site, IVF collections and transfers or flushing if people would like to haul in for those services. And we run there the opposite Wednesday of Rancho Teresita. So every Wednesday we're running at those two sites, one or the other. And then our third satellite and our newest satellite is Harrison Livestock in Montague, California. That's in the very northern part of California, really, really close to the Oregon border. And that's owned by the Harrison family, Will and Jen Harrison. They are a beef operation. So that facility is more geared towards beef donors, which is just the demographic of that region of California. We offer IVF collections and, Holland transfers and flushing there as well. So all three satellites offer the same services. Harrison's runs every other Tuesday. So, and sometimes it's kind of can be a seasonal site, depending on the time of the year and the demand. So if anyone's interested in that site, it's good to get in contact, early on, and we can figure out the dates that we're going to be running there. But this time of the year, we're running a lot more on Tuesdays. So those are our three satellite centers.
I'd also put in a quick plug. I don't know, maybe it's too early to be saying this, but actually, we just did our initial run for a client down in Arizona. That's kind of been an untapped area for us here, for our extent out here on the West. So it's pretty exciting. They were super great clients to work with. I just got back from that yesterday, and there's some really exciting potential down there that hopefully to see pop up here more in the future.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ryan. And that leads to the question that I was going to ask. Well, one of the questions. First, I want to ask Liz, of the two dairy satellites, will they accept beef donors through there?
Yes, we have beef donors come through both of the dairy satellites. And we run at those sites all year long because of the dairy population that is in those sites. So yeah, but we accept beef and dairy donors at those sites as well.
Good to know, because sometimes you see, a beef operation or dairy, and then you wonder, can they accommodate either or? And so I always like to ask that just for anybody listening. So obviously, like Ryan, you were saying, Arizona is kind of a target area for your team out there. What other pockets of California are you looking to expand into next? Because obviously the whole state is... I mean, is it 12 hours from north to south, or is it less? Like yeah. That. Yeah. So what's the next pocket for you guys to target?
Yeah. I mean, that's a great question. I think, definitely Arizona is something that I really didn't foresee. But going down there and getting to visit with those clients, this past week and work with them. I definitely think there's a lot of exciting potential down there. So that's something to keep an eye on here, definitely in the future as we explore that a little further. But I think Northern California too, with our partnership up there with Harrison's, that's become a pocket that's growing pretty quickly. And then Yreka up there is like half an hour from the Oregon border. So we're at the very top of Oregon or California up there. And so we pull quite a few clients from Southern Oregon into that satellite as well. And so that's kind of another area that we're kind of heavily focusing on for at least our California lab down here.
So the next question that's not on the list, but I just thought of this. So if it's totally off the wall, we can skip it. But you often hear about California's political landscape, and I don't want to get too much into politics, but do you feel the effects in the business out there of the political landscape as far as, certain laws that they're trying to get in around the livestock industry and even with the water rights in Southern California? Do you guys feel any of that pressure into the IVF business?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, maybe our California locals can touch on that a little better than I can. I'm just a little transplant out here, but it's definitely, it's something, I don't think it's as much as it would be anywhere else. I think California does get a little bit of a bad rap from that. The area that we're located in is very a rural area. And so it's no different than quite a few of the other areas, but it is obviously, we are still in that political climate where that's questioned quite a bit. And it's interesting to talk to our producers out here and that video that you posted about the California dairy producers with Wickstrom's and Banner Rowdy's there that they had talked about. It was really interesting to hear Brent talk, kind of touched on that on how like they're very limited on the how much they can grow their herd size anymore where they're currently at. And so this technology is what helps them to continue to advance their genetics without having to grow that herd size. by being able to select their top producers proliferate those genetics quicker by using embryo technologies. They're able to grow that herd without having to increase their herd size. And so this, I like to think that this technology is kind of provides an answer to some of those animal rights and that kind of stuff that happens there. And so, that was really cool to talk to these producers and the kind of things that they have to deal with out here and how they're utilizing technologies to not combat that, but kind of work with that mindset that they have to out here. And so,
yeah, I'd like to just, with those different rights out here that lots of people know and Prop 12 that's gone through, and those other species that are struggling, kind of dealing with those regulations in our state now. I wouldn't say the dairy industry is struggling as much with that. I think it's not an unknown thing that the dairy industry and milk prices aren't the best right now. So having those conversations with our producers and still seeing how IVF and our technologies are helping them, even though, they're maybe having to cut down cow numbers or things like that. But there's still a way of how our technology is helping them advance through these troubling times and just different regulations from solar to water rights to how they operate lagoons and things like that. So again, it's very cool just to see how overall we can help them through these times and how we help them with our technology daily.
Absolutely. We're making better cows that eat less and take up less room, but they're still milking just as well, if not better than the other cows in the herd. So great points. Yeah. Awesome. Well, our next question is, and I think Kayla, you and I had this conversation a little bit about California producers, as far as a lot of them are not into the embryo transfer game yet, or, making embryos. That's not really at the forefront of their minds yet. It's not a huge tool used in herds out in California. So what would you say is the biggest piece of advice you would give to a California producer wanting to start an embryo program or get into IVF?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. I think our whole team out here probably gets these questions, daily, and definitely this time of year when people are wanting to get embryos put in. But for overall, just how easy this technology has got, I've seen it advance just in my 3 years of being within the industry and seeing how close these services are to people throughout our state now. And the process has just gotten so easy for people to, and it doesn't matter your background, how many years you've been in the industry, how many cows you have, et cetera. And I think that's the most exciting thing is seeing people that have 2 cows in their backyard or, 100, how we're able to help them and realizing, there's people that transfer 2 embryos to people that transfer 50 embryos a year to 500 embryos a year. And just seeing people be, successful on that standpoint. And I like to think of myself in a smaller family operation. And, I grew up with AI, my cows, and, what goes on beyond that and those technologies. And again, like I said, how easy this process has gotten for people, no matter your background. So I really like to think that even someone small like my family can use these technologies and, from starting of, a cow to getting semen to all other processes within that and how we're able to help you as a team and utilize all our labs throughout the country. So I think overall, just starting with getting in contact with us within the West and, we can help you from there within that process.
And I would add on to that, like Kayla was saying about getting in contact, earlier the better. If you're interested in our services, get in contact, as early as you can. That helps just with the process of, anything from setting up your account to getting your donors on the schedule for IVF collections easier because we're going to have more time to plan it out. Get, if you have semen that you would like to purchase and get it shipped to our facilities, things like that. It's a lot easier when everything's kind of planned out in advance and we can get you on the schedule, make it work for our team and make it, make sure we're meeting your deadlines and your goals to get those embryos produced in a timely manner. So that would be my piece of advice. And also ask a lot of questions. If you have a question about anything regarding the process, it doesn't hurt to ask because we probably have the answer, or we at least can get the answer for you. So those would be my tips from a client service rep.
Absolutely. I often will be at trade shows and somebody will come up and be talking to us and then they'll apologize for asking so many questions. And I'm like, no, this is great. You need to ask these questions so that there's no surprises when you get to the farm or get to the satellite and run your donors. And also, I mean, we live and breathe this every day. And so I don't know about you guys, but I love talking about this stuff to people. Like, I think it's so fun. And I like to see people get excited about this technology and just the potential that it has for them.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. It was fun to be, you know, Jeff and Patty were covering this for a couple years before we opened the lab, but it was still relatively unknown out here what the technology was. And so that was really exciting to be a part of. That's always kind of my favorite. And just thinking about Arizona yesterday, there was one point where I had like 10 people around the chute that were watching me do the collections. And that's always super fun for me that when you have those people that are really interested and wanting to know, like, I'll never get tired of answering those questions for those people.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's another question, Ryan. You know, what we talk about, you know, donor care a lot on this podcast. Is there anything different about donor care or prep for the West Coast cows that you've seen that differs from maybe the Midwest or the South? We've kind of asked that to other teams, but I just wondered if you've noticed anything different that's worked well for clients out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, management is key when it comes to this whole process, as that's going to be true anywhere. But out here in California, you know, in the summer times, we have to deal with quite a bit of heat. Stress, any kind of stress is the absolute killer for any kind of the reproductive processes that we're working on. And so any kind of heat abatement is just super important when you're going into the summertime, especially on the recips, but also on donors as well. You know, there's a lot that has to go into that. And that would be the biggest thing out here, I'd say. I mean, any kind, you know, like I said, management is super important, and the more anal you are about it, the more details that you focus on, the better your outcome is going to be. And I mean, we have a few clients who go above and beyond with those kind of details, and their results end up showing it every summer. They always, you know, tend to come out on top with what their results are looking like. And so yeah, that's what I would say. I mean, definitely the heat abatement and paying attention to those details is what's going to help you succeed when through this process.
So along with our satellite centers, we also have our partnering with practitioners that we've mentioned and talked about extensively on this podcast, or PWPs as we refer to them. Liz, would you want to go into the PWP options for California?
Yeah, so we have a couple different PWPs in California. One of them is in Tulare, California, and that's Valley Veterinarians. They do IVF collections, and then they send the oocytes to our lab to be fertilized. And then we typically ship those embryos back to them for fresh transfers. And then another one of our PWPs is Azores Vet Practice, and that's in Turlock. and they offer the same services, IVF collections and embryo transfers. And then Swinging Udders Vet Service, which is in Galt, California, they also offer those services as well. So those are our three main ones that we work with, and they utilize our lab for IVF. So if you get your donor collected with them, they'll send those oocytes to us to be fertilized. And then all the communication and everything goes through those vet clinics. And then they communicate with us on the lab side of things.
Very good. Yeah, we're very grateful for those partners. And I will say Azores have a very educational Instagram account. You never know what you're going to see on there. So it's always fun to learn from them and with the things that they post on that account. For anybody that's listening, where can they see the California team out and about next? Is there any events that you all will be at or any of that stuff coming up this summer?
Kayla and I will be all over the state for the next couple of months. So yeah, God only knows where you'll see us. But yeah, we're headed into our busy season here. And so we're on the road quite a bit. As far as events that are coming up, I'm not sure you guys would know better.
Yeah, I think, you know, that those type of events, I think, are very seasonal within California. And as we know, fall is bull sale season. And early in the year, you know, those are our bigger national shows within the country. But this coming up time of year, I think it's just surviving that busy season. And come this summer, you'll probably see us at some bigger livestock events with the CGLA and things like that. But I think right now, just again, surviving the busy season of people that want springborn calves.
Well, we're coming up on our time here today, everybody. Is there anything that I didn't ask about that you would like to add, or anything important that our podcast listeners should know about the California team?
I think coming up in about 2 weeks of April 8th, we're going to be doing a sales blitz throughout the West, actually more throughout California, and the majority of our sales team will be out here. So feel free to get in contact with Liz or anyone else on our team. If you're, you know, inquiring any interest or want to talk with a member of our sales team, they'd love to come out to your place and meet and talk anything IVF. So really looking forward to that. And yeah.
All right. Well, I will link everybody's emails to the show notes of this episode. If anybody has additional questions or they'd like to set up a on-farm call, you'll be able to get in contact with us there. And if you have any questions about where we're located in California or anywhere in the Western region, always check out our locations page on the Transova website, or contact your client service rep and they'll point you in the right direction. But thanks again for taking the time today, everybody, to talk about the opportunities out West. And I'm excited to do this maybe in another year or two and see what's different and what's grown.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us on, Emily.
Yeah, thanks. It was a fun time.
Great. Well, thanks everybody again for joining us, and we'll catch you next time on the Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.